Hello, and welcome to It's a Fandom Thing. I'm your host, Erin Marlowe, and each week I'm joined by a panel of guests to discuss all things fandom and pop culture, primarily from a female perspective. You'll find everything from fanfic to cosplay to Schitt's Creek to Supernatural and everything in between. So put on your favorite piece of fandom merch, set aside that fanfic that you're writing about your OTP, and sit back and enjoy this week's episode. Hello, and welcome to It's a Fandom Thing. If you are listening to just the podcast episode, you'll hear my voice is lovely and beautiful right now because I have a cold. If you watched our live stream last night, you heard my cold last night. I feel worse today, so we are not going to have a long live stream. It'll be an hour is what I'm going to cut us off. I know that seems long, but for us, of course, that's shorter than usual, especially when I have a bigger panel. Carla, unfortunately, couldn't make it. She's not feeling well. But so I do have Judy and Susie, as you can see, and we are wrapping up Pride Month looking at Lady Gaga. So I'm very excited to talk about this. I won't be doing most of the talking, but I'm excited to talk about it nonetheless. And Angela should be joining us shortly. So as soon as she comes in, I will add her into the stream. So before we get into Lady Gaga, I'm just going to go around and ask my panelists what they're into right now in pop culture. So Judy, what are you into right now?
Hi there. Well, last week I got to go see Glass Animals at Red Rocks with Susie. And so I can't stop listening to Glass Animals. I loved them before and I love them even more now. So they're a great band and they're coming, they're only doing a few US cities and I'm loved it so much I'm tempted to go see them again. So we'll see.
Awesome. Yeah. And but I was happy to have seen you when we did karaoke that I've talked about a couple times on the podcast. So Susie, what are you into right now in pop culture?
Hello, everyone. Nice to be on here again and see everyone's lovely faces. This past Wednesday, June 22nd, season 3 of The Umbrella Academy came out, and I just finished watching that on Friday. And I love that show and that really just wonderful dysfunctional family so much. I'm not going to spoil much for everyone, but I'm still trying to process the ending because it did leave me like very confused. So maybe after I mull it over, I can find some clarity. But I definitely recommend checking it out if anyone hasn't done so yet. It's a really good show. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of it, like not even the first season at all. So Judy, have you watched that one?
I watched a few episodes and then I got distracted with something. I don't know what, but I enjoyed it. And I just need to go back and watch the rest because everybody raves about it. And I know it's up my alley. I just haven't gotten back to it yet. Erin, you keep me so busy rewatching things for the podcast. I feel like I rewatch everything and don't get a chance to watch new stuff.
Oh, I understand that feeling.
Wynonna Earp is next.
That's my goal. No one watches any new things. I'm just kidding.
I know.
But no,
at least I'm staying up to date with the boys.
Yeah, me too. So I'm going to check and see if Angela, are you with us? So what are you into right now in pop culture?
So I just finished watching Elvis yesterday. And so that's, and of course, watching Elvis in London, like I'm in London right now. So it's like dinner for everyone. So I'm safe. I mean, obviously I'm here. But yeah, Elvis was fantastically amazing done. Austin Butler was great as Elvis. I had doubts, but he killed the role. I am in love. So
yeah, I've heard very, very mixed things about that movie. So I haven't seen it.
Also, maybe because I went to London also drunk. So maybe that's why it was good.
Maybe.
But yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, this is Erin, and what I'm into, and if you were watching our live stream, it was mentioned on our live stream as for our what we are into from last night. But there's a great movie on Hulu called Good Luck to You, Leo Grand, and with Emma Thompson, and now I can't remember her name. Sorry, I'll look it up here, but it's absolutely amazing, and it's a great movie to watch because it embraces sexuality and women being sexual after the age of, you know, 25. I mean, because Emma, it's all about Emma Thompson hires a sex worker, a male escort to have sex with, but she also does it to have conversations with. I think she's lonely. And so it's a lot of frank talk about sexuality, which is something you don't see a lot with women that are of certain ages. And it was just very nice to see great performances. If you are worried it's going to be like all like people just having sex for the whole hour and a half, it's so not that at all. There is a lot of frank talk about that, but it's great. Hi, Carla. Yeah, and Carla loved it too. So yeah, so it's a really, really good one. I highly, highly recommend that one on Hulu. And I just loved how sex positive it was and how sex worker positive it was too. So I really, really appreciated that. So definitely check that one out. Okay, so now we're going to get into Lady Gaga. And we'll start with her music career. And I just want to know, Angela, so I'll go back to my alphabetical order here, what your overall thoughts are on her as a musician and three of your favorite songs, or if you have a favorite album, you can just mention that too.
So my overall thoughts on Lady Gaga is, like, I feel like I do love her old work. I mean, I still like her new work as well, but I feel like, you know, like, it's just, it was just great having growing up with her music and me coming out as pansexual. Like, she did bring up a lot of, like, just being very open and expressing your feelings and love and all that stuff. So I mean, Lady Gaga, the queen, was the reason why I, you know, got out of, just, you know, and letting my parents know who I am as a person and just like, and just accepting me as a person. So it was just, I think she is just so important in my life that, you know, just all, it's just, I don't know, she was the reason for, like, just, you know, just overcoming a lot of darkness in my life. So, and her top, I would say my top three songs from her that I love, I can't really choose. Like, I think I just love her old work most of the time. I don't know. Like, it's just, she was just expressive, crazy. It's just like, I mean, she is toned a lot more down, you know, as she became much more successful. And the great thing is she's still herself. And I still love, you know, that she grown up so much of, and did so many things. So I'm just so happy and proud of her. And like, I just want to be just much like her, just, you know, continue to grow, but also still be yourself. So sorry, I don't know what song. It's hard for me to pick a song because I just love all of them.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Awesome. Thank you. And Judy.
Yeah. So I remember when I first started hearing Lady Gaga's music, I thought she's just another, you know, pop star who sings club song, who writes club songs, dance songs, because, you know, like Let's Dance and Bad Romance, and those were like the first things that came out. So my first impressions were just another pop star. And then I started listening, like really listening to the music and listening to the words and hearing how much was behind it, and started to see more of her as like a famous person and who she was and the statements that she was trying to make and the presentation that she was putting out there. And I realized that she was more than just the, you know, this pop star, but she was a performance artist, right? From the second she was in front of anybody, stepped on the street even, she was putting on a performance, and every single thing about everything she did, from head to toe, from her outfits to, you know, the hair, to the way she spoke, to just everything. It was one big performance, which is really, to me, I think really interesting and really fascinating way to approach her fandom and her stardom. And but then I started also hearing like unplugged versions of her, and I was like, ah, damn, this girl can really sing. I mean, she wasn't just synthesized and polished and everything like a lot of pop stars are, but she could really wail. I mean, anybody that could front a Led Zeppelin band and hold her own, you got to give some props to her. But then I remember I saw her on Howard Stern, who, like him or hate him, I know a lot of people have opinions, but he is definitely one of the best interviewers in modern history. He gets people to talk about everything they don't want to talk about and whatnot. And the first time she went on there, of course, he gets an hour with people where everybody else gets, what, 10 minutes? And she was just amazing. She opened up. I think that was the first time that she actually admitted to having been raped. And she just really opened up. And her interview with him was so interesting and honest. And he brought in a grand piano for her to do some performances. And she just blew the roof off of the place and gave some of the most open and vulnerable performances of Hair and Edge of Glory that I had ever heard. So I just became more and more of a fan after that. So yeah, I just love her to death. So one thing that was really funny about that interview though, is, you know, her big thing is like, she preaches acceptance and love and all of this for her, you know, the little monsters, her fans, who were sending Howard Stern death threats and bullying him on the internet and just being absolutely awful to him. So it was funny. She actually had to call off her fans and be like, whoa, guys, give him a chance. So yeah, it's funny that even people that follow somebody that preaches all of this can still be the bullies themselves if they're not careful.
Oh yeah. Her fans, when House of Gucci came out and anyone that criticized that movie, oh my gosh, her fans, it was really gross. Honestly, it was like, mm-hmm. It kind of made me like, okay, I'm afraid to cover her later this year because I love her and I'm not gonna, there's nothing bad that I had to say about her, but I just thought that was just so icky and disrespectful and wouldn't be what she would want her fans to do. That's the thing, is I don't think she'd ever want her fans to be like, go be like attacking all these people that are criticizing a movie. They weren't even criticizing her, really. It was just, they were criticizing the movie as a whole because they're critics. Mm-hmm. And the way they were going after was just, oh my gosh. I really was like, huh, should we? I mean, I was told also don't cover Star Trek because men are horrible, but you know, so it is sad that happens. I never heard that interview, but yeah,
great. That's, I mean, he, like I said, love him or hate him, he's a fantastic interviewer. So I guess my three favorite songs, A Million Reasons is just a top favorite. It came out right around the time that I was deciding whether or not to stay in a marriage, that I had a million reasons to leave. I had put over 20 years of my life into that marriage, and I was absolutely looking for, you know, one good reason to stay. And thankfully, you know, listening to this song, and of course, just, you know, my own desire to have some happiness, gave me the sanity to do the right thing and get the divorce. But that song just really spoke to me on such a deep level. You know, and anyone who's gone through divorce knows that it's just really one of the most painful and difficult things you can go through. But I feel like the song can also apply just to life itself. You know, life can give us a million reasons to not be here, to just be done. I mean, there's so many things that can become overwhelming, but we just need to look for the really one, you know, one good one to stay and stick around and fight. So I think that song can really speak to a lot of people for a lot of different reasons. Other ones that I love, and this is kind of a left field one to a lot of people, but Hair, the Howard Stern version. Go listen to her performances on Howard Stern. They're all on YouTube. And she did a version of Hair that was amazing. I mean, she sings, first of all, she sings everything like it's her last performance. Like, she just puts her whole heart and soul into it. Mm-hmm. And when she was on the show, she really made this connection with Howard, talking about how, you know, his persona, you know, his hair, his look, his whole appearance is very curated, the same way hers is. And it means a lot to him, just as it means a lot to her. So she specifically picked out that song for him to perform, and she was absolutely amazing. And it's about self-expression. It's about how important it is to be able to express yourself, whether it's through your style or your art or your life, your decisions, or even something as silly as hair. But it's just an amazing performance. And then my third favorite would be You and I, just because it's a great freaking song. it's really a unique song. It's got like great chords and a cool musicality. So I really love that. And just a quick honorable mention to Telephone, because Queen Beyonce.
Yeah. And Carla said she wasn't a fan at the beginning either, and still to this day dislikes Poker Face, which is the first song of hers she had heard. What made me start paying attention was her artistry and genuineness and talent. So, yeah. Yeah. And it was so much fun, Judy. I want to say as an aside and as a personal, I always have said I will never do seeing Lady Gaga karaoke. And singing two songs of hers that last time was pretty easy. But I have to say, it was so much fun singing Million Reasons with you.
That was fun.
I wanted to stay in a personal, just because that was just, that's one of my favorites too. And it was just, I almost cried. So it was just that was very fun. So on a personal note there. So,
well, you know, when you get your own like karaoke room, like we did, and it's all friends, it's, you just feel safe, you know, just to get out there and do songs that may have a meaning to you, or that are just silly or whatever, but it's just a fun, safe environment. I loved it.
Exactly.
And thanks for coming.
Well, thank you. So Susie, what are your overall thoughts of her as a musician and your three favorite songs?
I'm going to be really honest here. When I first heard about Lady Gaga, just off the bat, I didn't really pay her attention. And then I listened to like parodies of her songs on YouTube, and I was like, oh, these parodies are really fun. What's the original music like? And then I ended up listening to her music, and that's when I decided, oh, this woman is a talent, and she is so much fun. And since that's been fun to see, it was fun to like follow along, to kind of be able to sort of, in a way, grow up with her career, and how, like, in a way, her music has also grown with me, because her early music, it is very more, it fit the Susie of the time that really liked to be a fun mess. And don't get wrong, adult Susie still likes to be a fun mess, but it's more of a cultured mess.
A cultured mess.
And just like to see that progression, also to see how her personal style has changed as well. Also, much like mine has, it's gone through many iterations, it's sure to go through many more. And she's just an artist that I hold very near and dear to my heart because of that. And it's because I grew up with her, basically. And I very much look forward to keep growing up with her, and just to see what she continues to do and where she goes and what she does. I feel like it's going to be a lot of fun, because she's kind of like those, did anyone ever have those Wonder Balls as kids, where it's this like chocolatey ball?
Judy and I are like,
and you, it's this chocolate, listen, It's this like hollow chocolate ball, and you break it open, and there's all this fun, delicious candy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we had those. Yeah, we had those.
Weren't those like illegal in America until a few years ago?
I guess because some kids choke on them, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, they fight and they'll choke on the free toy.
Which is kind of. Yeah. Even as an adult, still can't. I'll just choke on air, but you know, there's no ban on H2O and O2. You know, the oxygen science. Oh god. No, but Lady Gaga is kind of like those. You have the fun, like sweet exterior, but you keep going, and there's a surprise inside, and it's just so much fun. And so. Really weird thing that I do with some of her music. So I'm going to go into talking about my three favorites. One of her songs that's actually one of my favorites is Teeth from her Fame Monster album. And whenever I listen to the song, I recommend people to listen to it while thinking of this scenario. Just listen to it and think about a really fun, badass fight scene. Because this song would be the perfect soundtrack for that. Like if you're watching Kingsman or Born, or which Atomic Blonde, especially, like just put it on mute whenever there's a fight scene and listen to that song. And you're like, oh yeah, like, oh I'm vibing to this. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's just one of those. It just feels really good. And another one of my favorites of hers is from her Born This Way album, is Bloody Mary. And that song is just so good because. The way that she sings it and the way that the music is used, it's just so haunting. And I think it also adds, like, something that also adds to, like, the hauntedness factor is the fact that she has basically kind of like a banshee scream in the middle of the song, which is also one of my favorite things. So, and I was thinking, like, oh, you could listen to this while you're wandering around, like, some haunted moors. You could do that, Angela. Just go out into the moors of England and listen to the song. As you're out there.
I am trying to visit Oscar Wilde in Paris Cemetery, so it's going to happen. Maybe he'll come. I don't know. If I just put out the song.
Yeah. Just hear the spooky, that haunting tune, and you're like, yeah. And there's also a really good, I forget the name of it, but there's this really good fan-made music video to Bloody Mary where someone did this for their college video production class, and they took the song and they have the story playing out about these two sisters who are fighting over a crown, and one of them kind of kills the other, but the ghost is haunting the murderous one. I'm not doing it justice. It's a really good fan-made kind of music video. I definitely recommend checking it out. I think you could just go on YouTube and type Bloody Mary Lady Gaga music video. I think it's one of the first few results, but it's really good. It's fun. And one of my favorites, this is my last one, it's the song Hello Hello from the animated children's movie Gnomeo and Juliet. And it's a duet that she sings with Sir Elton John, which is just one of the best things. And this song just gives me all the warm fuzzies. Like I'm strolling through flower fields, you know. Just daydreaming, you know, having all the fun stuff. Oh, it's great. It's great.
Anything with like her and Elton John together, especially with Elton John, just makes you just feel so fuzzy.
It's just inside, it's so good. And their voices like mix so well together as well. And oh, it's the best.
Yeah, and her and Tony Bennett and all of their stuff that they've done together too. So.
Yes, yeah, I love all those classics, those Tony Bennett kind of classics. Oh, so great songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I agree with you, Carla. Any way she sings makes me feel.
Yes, yeah, and Carla's faves are Bad Romance, The Edge of Glory, and You and I. Her voice can caress the lyrics or punch through them. And any way she sings makes me feel, all caps for feel. Her voice can caress the lyrics or punch through them, I think is the perfect way to describe her voice. Perfect. That's the perfect description. Because I was like, Judy and Carla, I was not a fan of hers when she first came around. And a lot of that was because she has been compared a lot to Madonna. I think she is more real than Madonna. I think she's more talented than Madonna. She is, Madonna to me, put on an act. I'm not saying that Lady Gaga, you know, with her costumes, that that's not part of a quote unquote act. But Lady Gaga brings genuine heart to everything she does. And I understand Madonna did a lot for the community, and I understand that. But I don't think of them on the same level talent-wise. And I always kind of thought of Madonna as putting on a performance all the time. And to me, what changed my mind about Lady Gaga, and it wasn't even so much her music, because I will be honest, some of her music is not necessarily my favorite kind of music. But what changed my mind was watching an interview with her, just like Judy had kind of mentioned. And it was, I think it was like on 60 Minutes or something. And watching that, and I was like, this is a genuine human being who is a true, true artist and sees how powerful art is and what a powerful medium it is and how it can help save people's lives. And she was so beautiful and so humble. And that's the big thing about her, is I think she's a huge star. And there's also a great documentary where this documentary crew followed her around on Netflix. That's really good too. And, you know, she's got all this money, all this fame, all that kind of stuff, but she's still really humble and she still understands the importance of what she's doing and the importance it holds for people. And, you know, like, I know that like Angela has expressed that, and as Susie has expressed that, and Judy too, that her music and the lyrics can have a powerful impact on people. So I think after understanding that and seeing that, and seeing that she was a true amazing artist who really walked the walk, talked the talk, that kind of thing, my whole opinion on her changed completely. For me, my favorite songs of hers, I think the whole Joanne album, I know that her fans are mixed on it because it's so, to me, that's much more my kind of music. So that's probably why, excuse me, why I'm a bigger fan. But I love that album so much, and I love the song Joanne. And I won't say much about it because Judy said perfectly with Million Reasons. I love that whole album. I think that album is perfect from start to finish. And I do want to give a shout out to the song Until It Happens to You, which she had written for the documentary about the hunting ground that was all about trigger warning college campuses and rape and all that stuff. And that song is amazing. And whenever I am in a place dealing with my past trauma or anything, that is a song that is a great song to listen to and sing at the top of your lungs. And it makes me cry. It gives me chills. It touches my heart and my soul. And it's because not just the lyrics, it's because of the way she sings it. She's singing it like she is feeling every word she has written because of her own personal experience, of course. But also she's just feeling that for everybody who's gone through that, everybody that will go through that. And it's beautiful and amazing. And it's just, that's what real music and real art is it's supposed to heal. It's supposed to make you think. It's supposed to make you feel. And that's what she does and did so incredibly in all of those songs and all those albums and all of her songs, really, even the ones that I'm not necessarily the biggest fan of. But, you know, and I mean, as cliche as it is, I mean, even Born This Way song is very much like that. It's very like this anthem and this wonderful, wonderful thing. And I won't mention the Star Is Born stuff until we get to the movie part, because yeah. But yes, so I'm glad that I watched that interview and had a different appreciation for what she does, because she is incredibly talented and a beautiful human being.
But even some of the songs that feel like just silly pop songs, I know Carla mentioned Poker Face, it's actually about hiding same-sex attraction. So like they all have these deeper meanings and there's something more to them. And when you hear her play them, just her and a piano unplugged, and she can really just be expressive with them. It's like, oh, okay, this isn't just a fun little dance song. There's really something to this and a lot of emotion behind it. Honestly, I think she's best when it's just her and a piano.
Oh, yeah. When you watch her on, oh my gosh, it's like chills. It's really, it's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. She's one that I will cry a lot when I hear her sing, no matter if the song is like, even if the song was not something that would normally make you cry.
Same.
It's because of the way how she just, you know, just puts everything into every word, every moment, every vocal, everything like that. It's incredible. Yeah, Carla said, very much echoing what I was saying about Madonna there, that I understand that Madonna had a lot of impact, but I've always felt she was overrated as a singer and actor. There just is no comparison. Lady Gaga is the real deal as an artist and a human. Yes, and I agree with that. And I know that that's where a lot of like her fans, you know, a lot of, they will attack people and dig up anything that where they might have said anything pro Madonna as a way to kind of shame them, which
Lady Gaga was able to fly because Madonna walked. I mean, Madonna laid groundwork that Lady Gaga stepped on and took to the next level, which great for her. I mean, we should just keep progressing, but I don't think we can discount the importance of Madonna. She wasn't the talent that Gaga is, but I think she is an important part of our musical history.
Oh no, she
didn't Lady Gaga in some way was inspired by Madonna.
She reached out. If you watch that documentary on Netflix, she would reach out to Madonna. She has no hard feelings for Madonna. Madonna has very, very bad things to say about Lady Gaga.
I know.
And that's where my feeling of like, you're kind of showing some true colors there, Madonna, if you're like going to be upset because she's upset because she thinks Lady Gaga stole her whole act and stole who she was. And Lady Gaga has been actually very nice and like wanting to talk to her and wanting to actually say, you know, appreciative of her and giving her praise. And Lady Gaga doesn't return. I mean, Madonna doesn't return that. Agreed. So
yeah, she should.
That's kind of.
Agreed. It's a little icky.
On top of being an incredible musician and songwriter, everything, on top of that, I think she is also a very talented actor. And she has said in lots of interviews that was actually her biggest dream was to be an actor. That's what she really, really wanted to do. And she has done lots of roles that she's been nominated for an Oscar. She won an Oscar for a song for Shallow, for A Star Is Born. She was also in American Horror Story Hotel, the fifth season of Hotel, playing the Countess. So she was playing a vampire. And she is really, really good in that too. And then she was also in House of Gucci, which I actually didn't end up watching, I will say. And a lot of the reason I didn't watch it is I can't support Jared Leto. So it's just really, so I was like, I can't watch this. He's such an awful human being. So, and he's a predator. And I just was like, I'm just not going to. So I admit I did not watch that one. I've watched A Star Is Born a ridiculous amount of times. All my panelists know.
Really, Aaron? I would never have guessed.
All my panelists know how much I love this movie. And if I had had a podcast back then, oh my gosh. So I want to know, Angela, what are your overall thoughts on her as an actor? And do you have a favorite performance?
Okay, so her as an acting, though, I did see her in, the first time I saw her was in, I don't remember if I saw her in Sin City. I think I did. Or was it she from Sin City?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't imagining it though. That's how her first acting was. And of course I also love Sin City because I also like Frank Miller stuff of everything. So it was just at that time with all her albums, like it just, her roles in just being like expressive and crazy and like amazing. It's just, that's fits during that time. And then like, you know, music change and like also just her as a character, just like growing to be the person she is. Like, I just love her as, oh my gosh, I fall in love with her as Countess in American Horror Stories. I was so torn on. I'm sorry.
She's very sexy in that season. It's okay. You know what,
and you know what makes sense? As a vampire, you like, they make you want to turn on a lot of things.
Vampires are supposed to be sexy.
Even it made some of my straight friends questions themselves now. It's like, it's amazing what she does. She, you know, and like, as Judy said, like, when she makes a performance, like, she, it sounds like she, when she does perform, it acts like she's like the last, like, she's like, she treated as the last performance, and she does the same thing for acting.
Yes.
Her acting is the same way. And I will say, though, in The House of Gucci, I don't like the movie. I don't like the movie. I don't like the movie.
Do you like the movie, Angela?
I just said the same thing, Aaron. I'm like, did you like the movie, though?
I don't like the movie.
That's okay.
I thought I would, because I love fashion. I just love to know the history of all, like, the Gucci, the Chanels, and all the other stuff. But then, like, I don't know if it's because of Jared Leto. I don't know. Maybe that's why. But Lady Gaga in there, I have biased opinions because I love her so much, so I didn't give a fuck what people say. And I know all the fans was like, she didn't really do a lot of, like, the accent right. It doesn't, it sounds like more like Russian. And I was like, who fucking cares? Look at this beauty queen. Look at her. So anyways, I don't know. And then, like, her performance on A Star is Born. Fantastic. Okay, so first of all, Aaron's going to hate me.
I already know your opinion on the movie, so it's okay.
Okay, so I think it's more because I think the only reason why I didn't like The Star is Born because it was such a triggering for me, because I have dealt with, like, in a relationship when there was, like, a toxic and, like, but, like, actual, like, alcoholism and, like, going through that traumas. So it was a bit triggering for me when, you know, I don't see any love in that. I mean, maybe I did. I think my trauma is kind of blinded from it. But so I kind of just stop and look at this Lady Gaga, and it's like, her performance in her last song was just, I just love it. Oh my God. And she, what was that last song that she did that,
not Never Love Again?
Swallow, but it was,
yeah, that was the one.
Is that the one? Yeah.
Yeah, and where it, yeah, it's her performing live in honor of her husband. And that was the song he wrote. And then it cuts, like, back to him in the middle of the song. And then back to her.
Yes, and I also found that once that's the same song when she was trying to do it, like, her friend closer passed away. And, like, she actually sang this song. And she actually was, it was, like, actually full tears. That, like, she, it was, like, tours. Her friend that passed, so it was, you can see that feelings and that grief.
It was her friend had passed away, and Bradley Cooper was like, well, we're not gonna film, it's okay, we won't film. She's like, no, I want to do this. And so when she was singing it, a lot of that emotion, of course, was coming from that. So, but yeah, because he was like, we shouldn't, she's like, no, I want to do this. So I think it was a lot of,
and she just drove to go to do that song too, from that funeral or where she was going. So
I did not know that. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, that's my opinions on her. Like, she's great, and I'm so happy that she won an Oscar. She totally deserved it. I'm so excited. In The House of Gucci, like, I don't care. She was amazing in that one, and she's gonna do so much more. You all watch. She's gonna be the queen of everything. She's gonna take over. I will be a slave for her. I will let her dominate me. I don't care. She already did. And when I'm gonna see her, and when I'm gonna see her in Paris, I have a box of tissues everywhere. I'm going to cry. I'm about to kneel down to the queen. I'm so excited.
And then right before I go to you, Judy. So Carla did watch House of Gucci, said it was meh, but she was amazing. In all caps. And Love Her in A Star Is Born. The entire soundtrack is wonderful. And the movie itself is heartbreaking and beautiful. Yeah. So Judy, what are your overall thoughts? And do you have a favorite performance?
Well, I haven't seen her in a lot. I mean, The Star Is Born, obviously I have, and we can talk about that, but I haven't seen, American Horror Story or House of Gucci. So I've got to get, put those on my list. I keep rewatching everything. I swear, I feel like I'm so behind on so many things that are new because I keep rewatching, but that's okay. I love my rewatches. So A Star Is Born. Yeah. I loved her in that. It's hard to believe that that was her first like big acting, you know, like carrying, the story. And I guess, I mean, she's been acting her entire career, right? And maybe not necessarily for a movie or a TV show or anything, but everything she does on that stage is acting. All of her videos are acting. She's been acting for us all this time. But to carry a 2-hour movie, that's a whole different thing. And she absolutely did. She came across as authentic and understated, which was perfect because, you know, everybody thinks Lady Gaga, she's going to be so over the top, but she wasn't. She was just the right level of real and authentic and believable. And really raw in so many scenes. I just loved the vulnerability and the dignity that she brought to the character. And I completely agree with Angela. Like, I just can't wait to watch her do more and more because I think she's going to just blaze a path.
To go over the world.
She's really good.
Burn the whole world on fire. Yeah.
And she's gorgeous and authentic, and she, I think, just like acting or just like with singing, she absolutely puts her heart and soul into it. Like everything she does, like she's singing for her life or acting for her life, or like she just really puts everything into it. And I hope she doesn't burn herself out putting that much energy and effort and love into everything. Hopefully not, because she seems to love it. But yeah, I can't wait to see where she goes with more acting. And I'm going to have to watch American Horror Story because I do love Lady Gaga so much. And I don't know why I haven't watched it all this time, but it's on the list. It's like everything else.
I will warn you, it's a really rough season when you first watch it. It's grown on me. And I mean, it's rough as far as like it's the first episode is, it's intense. So it's not like, it's not an easy just warning you about that. So,
well, lots I know that and you're lots a big fan, and when I finally get to watching American Horror Story altogether, you know, from I'll come to you and ask you which seasons to watch and which to skip, if any.
Yeah, skip.
You don't skip the Lady Gaga. And you definitely do not skip Finn.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know.
Yeah, I don't skip Finn.
I'm behind my Finn too. So.
Yeah, you do not skip Finn. It's Finn's best character is in that scene.
Okay.
in my opinion. So, Susie, what are your overall thoughts on her as an actress? Favorite role?
Oh, I love her acting and how she totally encompasses each character that she comes across. Like Judy said, she puts her all into everything. I think one of my favorite stories about her working, about her starting to work on American Horror Story was, like a little bit of a minor spoiler, was Ryan said that one of the first scenes he shot with her, she, and who those among us that have seen it know what scene it is, she, in this, her character of the Countess is wearing like pasties and a veil. She just like rips it off so elegantly. And he said that when they first filmed that scene, he said, oh, she just showed up in the pasties. And I think said it was an Alexander McQueen veil. And she was like, let's do this. And I think he said then he was like, oh, she's the one. She's got.
That was her audition, she's or she, that was what they filmed?
No, I think that was when they started filming that. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So she came, filming, she just came with her own costume ready to go. Huh? I love it.
She's like, I'm ready. Put me in, coach. And I was like, oh my God, yes. She's fabulous. Yeah, she just puts her all in every character as the Countess. She is so, like, bitchy and terrifying and just also really tragic in a way and also really horrible. And it's kind of like a really big, big bad kind of female characters for Jessica Lange-esque, where you hate that you love her. You love to hate her, or I don't know what to say really. But yeah, and she does really good. And then I watched Roanoke once, and the only thing I remember from it was Lady Gaga being a feral witch.
Yeah, I always forget she's in that season because that season's so awful. Yeah. Skip that one, Judy.
Yeah, skip that one. Don't pay no mind. If you want, we'll just give you the timestamps of the Lady Gaga scenes and then you can just move on with your day. But yeah, it's just I just remember that of her being feral Gaga, and that is really funny to me. And how, again, she just went all in. She said, down, let's do this, you know? And it's great to have actors and or people that are really do that, to just go all out and be amazing and are able to kind of like let loose and give it their all. And I think that's really great about her. I love her so much. I haven't seen House of Gucci, mainly because of the JL problem that resides within it. But I did come across a scene on Twitter where apparently her and Adam Driver are having intercourse to an operatic number. And just the thought, and just seeing that small clip, it just sent me into giggles. And I'm now convinced that's the funniest part of that movie, even though I've never seen it and never will see it. So, do you, and you seen it, do you agree?
It gave me like, oh my God, it was a very aggressive.
Because I watched aggressive. The clip and I was just giggling hysterically.
I kind of just like saw it and like after I was like, I wish I was in that sandwich.
You wish you were in that sandwich. And in A Star Is Born, she is just so amazing. Like, obviously, if anyone was a Lady Gaga fan before the movie came out and before we heard about it being made, we knew that she was great, but I feel like this movie, especially her amazing performance, helped helped the rest of the world see how amazing and talented she is as a singer and an actor. Her performance is, she's so great because she's able to be vulnerable and just be really real and bring Allie to life. And instead of just Allie being a character in that Gaga has played, Allie became kind of like her own person through Lady Gaga's portrayal. And it's just so amazing. And it's so great. And Herb, I'm really excited to see what other works she's going to do. I really hope she comes to American Horror Story just to see what Ryan puts her up to. It'll be a fun time.
Yeah.
But she's just an amazing talent, and I'm really excited to see what the future will bring us in terms of or either her music or her works or her filmography. It's going to be a good time, guys.
I think she is an incredible actress. She gives her all. She's, I saw an interview with Finn Wittrock, and someone was asking, because they have a little bit of spoiler here, Judy, but they have sex, a lot of sex. And in one of the scenes, they're like covered in blood and stuff. And one of their sex scenes. And they were saying, you know, what was it like to have sex with Lady Gaga on screen, you know, that kind of thing. And he said, you know, the thing about Lady Gaga is, and I think this kind of describes the way she is in her performance and in her music, is he said she's completely fearless. She was like, he's like, she was like, pour more blood on us. Go ahead, just pour more blood. And she was like, fine, just being all out naked and all that and perfectly okay with it and perfectly, and I think he was saying something like that helps you as an actor to push yourself further too and to be fearless. And so I think that that really describes her. I mean, I have my own hatred towards the character of the Countess for particular reasons that I will not say, so I don't spoil Judy. But she's really, really good. I mean, she's so good in that performance. And she's very sexy. And she, you do have that love to hate her kind of thing because she does awful, horrible things to a lot of people. But she's so good in the role. And I just adore her in that performance. That season, as I said recently, I hated that season when I first saw it because it was just, I was like, this is going too far. And then upon rewatching and rewatching because of the character Tristan that Finn plays, he plays two characters. He also plays Rudolph Valentino. And then Liz Taylor, who is the best character that's ever existed in American Horror Story, period, played by the amazing Dennis O'Hare. Because of those characters, I've grown to love that season more and her performance more. I've appreciated it more over the time. And yeah, I'd like to see her return, sort of, but it's hard because, you know, I want people to return to that universe, but at the same time, I'm like, try to break free. That's what I keep telling myself. And of course, A Star Is Born. Someday we'll just talk about this movie. Unfortunately, because of my voice, I won't talk about it too much. But this movie means so, 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 so much to me. Because of the power of music, because of the storyline, it is a heartbreaking tragedy. And I totally understand what Angela is saying. And I totally understand what you're saying with the triggering and with the, I have a lot of, you know, alcoholism in my family and that kind of stuff too. So I understand that. And also the other thing that happens at the end of the movie. So I totally get what you're saying with the triggering part. But for me, it was just like, this is my favorite performance of hers for sure. And what she does in this movie is she's not Lady Gaga at all. And I think for someone who is such a big, 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 big star like her, to be able to actually disappear into a role where you no longer are seeing Lady Gaga and you are seeing Allie, the character she's playing, and you're seeing that vulnerability. When she first sings on stage in front of a huge crowd at Jackson's concert, whoo, that scene still to this day, when I watch it, I was rewatching the other day and for like the 20th time or something, and I still get chills and still cry when she first sings Shallow. And when she's up there and she covers her eyes briefly and she's got that fear and that vulnerability there, and for her to go back to that when, you know, she's such a huge star on stage and to be able to portray that so well, and where you're not sitting there going, oh, come on, this is just Lady Gaga. And you actually believe that, and you believe her insecurity, and you believe her throughout the movie, and you feel every word she says and every word she sings. And it's an absolutely breathtaking performance. So, yeah, and someday we will talk about this movie, so I can also gush about how absolutely amazing I think Bradley Cooper is in this movie and should have won the Oscar. So someday we will talk about that too. But I want to just end with just talking about her activism and her place in the LGBTQIA+ community. So, Angela.
People, you know, I just felt like a lot of people would agree who have dealt with, like, being in the closet for too long and seeing, like, and that's Erin to describe her, a fearless queen that just, you know, she just out of nowhere, just like bring a lot of voice to us who can't, you know, speak about, you know, everything. So for her to have that amazing platform and to bring so much, you know, to the LGBTQ communities. It just like, and it's, you know, it's so interesting because like I remember like just, you know, like I was just going through a lot of stuff, and you know, my parents wouldn't accept me for who I am. And to just have Lady Gaga just like, you know, she continued to speak for us and like, you know, go through the prides and like, and just also just do, because do a lot of things because just she's herself, and just, and it brings, you know, someone like me to like also be fearless like her. So, you know, I just, this is just so important to talk about in this, you know, last day of prides, just like, I just having her, just having the voice for us. So I don't know if you guys just agree with me, but I think she's just, you know, and I feel like that's why she continue, when Judy said like, you know, you were worried that she was going to feel burnt out, I felt like as long as, you know, she continue to fight for what she believes in, which is like, you know, unity equals and everything, she's going to continue to act, continue to sing, continue to perform. Like she's not going to give up. Like she's going to fight for us. And like, you know, like just someone like me, like just, you know, like it's just hard to, especially what this world is coming to, like with the whole like abortion thing and like the woman's right. Like, she is like the symbol of like woman empowering. And I've been listening to her song, you know, just, I'm sorry. It's, this world has been, this has been pretty bad. And I'm just like so happy that there's someone like Lady Gaga who's continued to fight for us, be fearless, and for us to become a fighter too. I'm sorry, you guys. It's been quite emotional ride since the 24th. So, but yeah, just, yeah, she's gonna, I feel like she's gonna, having her as an activist, just like continue just doing what she does. Like, I'm excited to just like fight with her. And for me to like see her do this, like I'm like, to, for me to also become an activist as well, because if we don't have a voice, like something like that, it's gonna continue to take a lot of our rights. Soon it's gonna come. It's gonna come after the people of color, the LGBTQ. Like, so, anyways, that's my thoughts on all of this. Like, she makes us a fighter, and I'm so excited to just like continue to support someone who wants to make a difference in our world.
Yeah, and you don't have to apologize, because it is a very scary and traumatic time right now. So yeah, don't apologize for getting emotional about that. So it's very scary right now. So Judy, your thoughts.
Yeah. She just seems to care, legitimately care. You know, it's not just, it doesn't seem like it's just an act. She seems to legitimately care about people, about helping everyone be authentic and be their own best selves. I mean, through her music alone, you know, even if it were just her music, you know, you've got songs like Born This Way, that has just inspired millions of people. Like, that song alone has inspired so many people to realize that they can be proud of who they are, whether it's part of the LGBT community, varieties of skin color, ethnicity, nationality, disability, I mean, you name it. Like, we were all born this way and we're okay who we are. In fact, not just okay, we should be proud and excited about who we are. Like, it's a wonderful thing. So even if it were just through her music alone, she's inspired so many people. But I think she goes beyond that and really puts herself out there, and she like greets her fans, and she's so accepting of her fans. And let's be honest, fans can be a lot. Fans can dump all their problems on celebrities, especially celebrities who are open like that. Mm-hmm. You know, suddenly fans think that you're their therapist, and you're, you know, the, or the, you know, the famous person is their therapist and needs to hear about all of their stuff. And that's a lot of weight to take on, but she seems to do it just so graciously and so welcomingly. She puts her money where her mouth is. I mean, she started the Born This Way Foundation. And I was curious, you know, when I was taking some notes for this podcast to see, like, what else does she support? She supports over 75 different organizations. Like, thousands of different people are helped, you know, just by the things that she supports. But I was mostly inspired by the way she speaks so openly and honestly and vulnerably about mental health and how important it is. It's so refreshing and just real and raw. Like, when she talks about it, it doesn't feel like an act. It doesn't feel like anything planned or, you know, PR invented. This feels like it's really genuinely her caring about this issue, because obviously because it impacted her, right? She's had a lot of mental health issues from her rapes when she was young. But I love that, like, she's so passionate that, you know, it's her current mission is to not just be a performer, but to make an impact on the world for good. And I love that. It's the kind of person that we need in our world right now. And, you know, I don't want to be part of, like, the cult of celebrity, but honestly, celebrities, we give them power, and those that use that power and that platform for good, which she really seems to be, it's really inspiring. And I hope we can all kind of get on board with that, because this world is absolutely in a healthcare crisis right now with so many things. I mean, Angela talked about it and expressed her own vulnerability about it. Like, we are all, I shouldn't say shocked, but we are all appalled and scared and frustrated and sometimes even numb about everything that's going on in this world. And I feel like our mental health is just, how can it not be affected? So it's got to be one of the biggest issues today. So to have somebody like, you know, Lady Gaga out there in front talking about, like, she's an advocate for therapy. She's an advocate for treating it as the same importance as we treat physical ailments, because it is just as important. She's an advocate for getting rid of the stigma of medication. If you need medication for mental health, take it, by all means. It is not a bad thing. And so, I don't know. I think that is probably going to be a big part of her legacy, because she seems so passionate about it. And I really hope that her work does a lot of good.
Very well said there. Excuse me. Sorry. So, Susie?
Yeah, I don't really feel like there's much that I can add on that hasn't already been said really wonderfully by both Angela and Judy. I really love how, the only thing I can think of is to probably reiterate what they have said. That I love how you can see that she genuinely cares and loves and respects her fans and is really committed to doing as much good with the time that she has. And with the resources that she has access to, she's committing to making as much positive change as well. And I think that's just amazing. You don't really, like, see it a lot with a lot of celebrities, unfortunately. But she is one among the few that is so dedicated to speaking up and actively striving to make a change and being open about her own struggles and bringing attention to different things as well, and trying to get people to kind of act on things and bring attention to different topics. And I think that is just so amazing. And I really love it that we're able to kind of kind of exist in the same timeline where we can see the changes that she's making and see kind of like the positive strides that she's making in different areas. Like, even because the world is an uncertain and scary place, and it's good to know that there are people in positions of somewhat power or power that are that actively want to change the world and make it better, not only for us, but for the generations that come after us as well.
Yeah. I don't have much to add at all. Just ditto what everyone has said. Like I said before, she walks the walk and talks the talk kind of thing. She means what she says, and she's not just a person that will do like a black square during Black Lives Matter and that's it. She's not that, or sing Imagine and then that's all she's going to do. So she really means it because she cares, I think. So that's an amazing, beautiful gift. And I think I've always believed if you are a celebrity and you have any kind of platform like that, I don't think you shouldn't speak out. I think you should speak out. I think you have been blessed with that. I'm not saying it's easy, all that kind of stuff, but I think you should use your platform because people will listen to you to talk about that stuff. And she does. So I applaud her for that forever. So yeah. Okay. Well, thank you everyone for hanging in with my lovely, amazing voice. I'm sorry. I would have rescheduled this, but because of everything else, can't. So I apologize if my voice was annoying during this whole thing, but thank you to my panelists for hanging in there too. But we are going to go ahead and close out. And I'm sorry that I canceled our 6 degrees of Finn for this episode. I apologize, Susie, but when you close out, you can quickly give it. I'll let you do that. So Angela, if you want to just let everybody know where they can find you.
Hi. So you can find me at Instagram, teo.khong. So that's where you can find me.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And Judy, where can they find you?
Hi there. I'm on Tumblr at Angels Watching Over, all one word, and Instagram at Ballroom Fitzgeek.
I put it on easy. Yes. So if you come and watch it, you can definitely see that. Yeah. Always makes it easy. So Susie, before you say where you can be found, I'm letting you give your 6 degrees since you are the one that helped come up with this. So
I love you, Susie.
Yeah, and you're part of my Finn crew. So I
guys, like nope.
Okay. So as soon as you said it, I was like, okay, I did like a whole brain map thing, and I was like, okay, this connects to this, da-da-da. And when I figured it out, I was so proud. Okay, I'm going to say this really quick. Not going to take up too much time. Finn was in American Horror Story, double feature. The drag queen known as Eureka was also in that same season. And she is in the HBO show We're Here with Shangela Laquifa-Wadley, who was also in A Star Is Born. Boom.
That was good. I like that connection.
And I can be found on Twitter at The Bluebird. At SusieQ_SC. Oh my god, I'm so embarrassed. I forgot my own name. That's my username, live stream people. And for the non-live streamers, it's at SusieQ_SC. The Instagram is under repairs, unfortunately, so until I get that figured out, you're not going to get that username.
Yeah, I tried to tag you in the promo for this, and I was like, oh yeah, that's right. I felt so bad for you. But yeah, I was like, oh, that's why I can't tag her. I'm like, why is she not pulling up? Oh yeah, forgot about that. So, well, this is Erin. You can follow me on Twitter at eAprilBeauty. The E and the A and the B are capitalized. Be sure to like the show on Facebook at facebook.com/itsafandomthingpod. On Twitter at fandomthingpod. No, it's in that one. On Instagram at itsafandomthingpod. On TikTok at itsafandomthingpod. Lady Gaga, if you would like to be on the show, that would be, oh my gosh, I would faint. Reach out to us. I'm very proud of my interviews. And I've been told by several people that I'm the best interview they've had. So go listen to our interviews on our website or on any of your favorite podcast platforms. But our website is itsafanofthingpod.com. You can click the contact us and that'll reach out to us with an email there. And also just if you want to play the audience version of 6 Degrees of Finn, this is dropping on the last day. You can enter the June one, but we will have a July one. So you can enter for a chance to win some It's a Fandom Thing merch. So right now we have for June, and it'll change by July, we have Queer as Folk, which you can listen to any of our Queer as Folk episodes to get connections. We have Orange is the New Black, the movie Moonlight, and the movie Brokeback Mountain. And once again, one of the movies he is literally 1 degree away from. So very easy one there too, but I've had people do it different ways. And remember, Finn, it's okay to love yourself and submit your entries anonymously. I know you have been doing that and going back and listening to your old names, since I always have to remember he does know about this podcast. So it's fine to do that. But once again, if you have a P.O. box, I will send you some free merch so you can show the world how much you love yourself. But anyway, on our next episode, our next podcast episode, we are going to be talking about things we are into right now. So we have lots of podcast, music, books, fanfic, movies, and television recommendations. If you saw the live stream, you already saw that episode, but that one drops on Friday. And then the week after that, we're kind of off. We're not really, we're dropping episodes, but we have an author interview that we're dropping on Wednesday. And then next Friday, we are, not this coming Friday, but the next Friday, we are dropping a best of kind of thing. So there'll be clips of favorite clips. There will be a whole thing with Christian effing Bale, with our unofficial mascot, because we have to. So lots of Christian fucking Bale things. There will be a whole segment devoted to Finn, since he is our unofficial vice mascot. So there will be those two are covered. But if there are any favorite moments that you have from this year that you would like us to include, reach out to me before the 4th of July or around that time, and I will try my best to include them. So thank you everyone for hanging in. Thank you so much to Carla for watching, for all your comments. I'm sorry you couldn't be on here, but I'm glad we got to at least get some of your thoughts in. And thank you for putting up with my voice for these two episodes this week. I appreciate it. So until next time, remember, it's a fandom thing. Black Lives Matter, and stop Asian hate.